Stick with us at 5:10. We'll have an announcement on a special guest that will be joining us on tomorrow's show and PowerCAD Game Day. We'll also talk to Cole Manbeck in the second hour. I had planned to do Jabroni of the Week today, but Mitch says that he's got to get moving early.
Sorry, man. Things have been so crazy lately, I've just had to put Jabroni of the Week on hiatus for a little bit.
That makes you a jabroni. I mean, that puts you right in that category.
Can't help that.
That's what the people want on Tuesday at 5:50.
Well, you know, the people also want me at Bramlage Coliseum and doing Manhattan High games, so I promise you it'll be back soon.
We'll go around college basketball in the second hour as well. For this segment, a little bit of college football talk. If you follow along on the Big 12 blog, we're getting into that part of the year where you're struggling to put content out there, and so you just start ranking basically everything on every team. And I get that. You got to keep the pages fresh. You got to keep the views coming in. The Big 12 actually, or ESPN's Big 12 blog actually does a really good job of doing this, and I've been following this over the last couple of weeks. And leading up to, I think it was Friday, was when they finished it. But every day they would post a pre-spring position ranking for all the teams at every position. So like for quarterback, they would rank every team. Running back, rank every team, et cetera, et cetera. And I was interested to see where K-State came in with a lot of these. And it's actually pretty favorable. Now, some of these may seem a little bit high to me or seem a little bit low to me. And full disclosure, I mean, I still need to do a lot of research on what other Big 12 teams have coming back next year, because that is obviously 50% of this formula. You know, if I say that K-State, this is not the case, but if I say that K-State's linebackers are ranked second, part of that is what K-State has coming back, but a lot of that is what they're competing against, and that's the part of the equation that I don't have as much information on. But anyway, they spent a lot of time studying this, and I thought that K-State got a considerable amount of respect. Actually, K-State and TCU were the two teams at the top of the list in terms of the average position ranking when you took all of them and made an average out of them. So that in itself is pretty solid. But let me go through these. At quarterback, K-State third. I think that's very solid. That's a lot of respect for Jesse Ertz and the development that he showed from week one of last season to the bowl game against Texas A&M. That's a very solid mark for him. Running backs, sixth. That's a little bit lower than I would have thought. Again, I'm not totally certain what all of the other teams are going to look like at running back, but I thought that K-State had a very good year at that position this year and brings back an awful lot of that with Alex Barnes leading the way. Wide receivers, fifth. A lot of unanswered questions with K-State's wide receivers, a lot of potential, a lot of athleticism. But again, because it took Jesse Ertz a while to get into his comfort zone, we didn't see Byron Pringle emerge from week one of the season the way that we expected to. It took until halfway through the year. So we'll see what he looks like next year. Carlos Strickland, former four-star recruit coming in from Cal. No idea what we're going to see out of him. Isaiah Zuber, Corey Sutton, all of those guys. That's probably the toughest one to rank. Offensive line, second. A lot of respect once again, and I think well-deserved for an offensive line that is bringing back almost everybody next year. Defensive line, second. Again, a lot of respect. And remember that defensive line includes losing Jordan Willis, so I think that that goes a long way toward securing K-State status at the top of the Big 12 if they're really going to have the second-best defensive line in the league. Linebackers, eighth. They're losing Elijah Lee, Shamichael Moore. They have a lot of depth at that position, a lot of unproven talent, but again, we haven't seen it on the field yet. Defensive backs. This was one that actually got a few headlines on Twitter the day that it came out, which was like 10 days ago or something like that. Defensive backs, K-State ranked first in the Big 12.
Get out of town.
Really? You have a stunned look on your face.
Well,
you've got Duke Shelley.
Hey, can anybody out there blame me? And I'm talking to everybody in their cars right now. Can you literally blame me?
Duke Shelley. You've got DJ Reed, who was one of the newcomers of the year last year. I mean, you've got two pretty locked down corners right there. I don't know. You're going to have to replace Dante Barnett, but a lot of respect for K-State's defensive backs. And, of course, they did very well with the DBs on the recruiting trail, too. So we're going to have to see there. But, yeah,
that's fair. Okay, that's fair.
First in the Big 12. And then special teams, no surprise, first in special teams. So you average all of those. You get an average rank of 3.5, which ranks second in the Big 12 to TCU.
Well, great. So now you have all these rankings in my head, and now you got my expectations a little higher for 2017.
That's what did it for you? The Big 12 blogs pre-spring position rankings?
Well, heck, they probably follow K-State football better than I do, and I'm right here in Manhattan. They're on top of it, on top of everything.
Well,
so they actually probably know what they're talking about.
Should be a fun year. Should be a really fun year. I know that that there are a lot of fans out there already very excited for spring practice to get started, the spring game. We're getting to that time of the year. If you couldn't tell, step outside for a second. Man, it feels great out there right now. I know it's supposed to, like, Mitch, you were reading the forecast earlier. Isn't it supposed to chill down to like 45 over the weekend with some rain? We're not going to totally get all the way through to spring.
Yeah, I mean, maybe a little bit of rain on Thursday, but Friday, Saturday, Sunday, yeah, we're looking at the mid-40s, upper 50s.
Yeah, oh well.
Or lower 50s.
Going to enjoy it while I can. Heading to our last break of this first hour, we're going to have Cole Manbeck to start hour two. When we come back, something not sports-related, one of my favorite restaurants, or my favorite new restaurants in Manhattan, got bought out by who? Very, very odd news that you actually even heard from CBS News before we got started on today's show. That's coming up next on The Game.